Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
8:03 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So Mike, the guy that sent the text about Lamar is doubling and tripling down right now.
I mean,
he said by the supportive text he's getting, evidently all of Baltimore agrees with him.
Well, you hang out with the dumbest people then. You might have some of the stupidest friends I've ever seen. If that's what you honestly believe, with all due respect, Mike, and I know, Rob, you know Mike. With all due respect,
I like
man,
Mike.
It's absurd. It's the like for people to sit here and actually start criticizing this guy and talk about moving on from him when he's won two MVPs, Rob, should have been three. And he's putting up these type of numbers year after year. And everybody goes, well, he can't get it done in the postseason. What year was it when Joe Flacco won the Super Bowl? How many years into his career was it?
Five, maybe.
Okay, five. How about Peyton Manning? Do you know how many years it was for him?
Eight.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was eight.
Dan Marino got to one in his, what, rookie
second year?
Second year. Did he ever get back?
No. Not even sniff it.
I just love when people do this. And by the way, there's been one cat that's been dominating the AFC the entire time. It's almost like, I'm not giving them a pass. You got to be able to beat them. You've had better teams than them. Speaking right. of Pat Mahomes, I'm not giving them a pass at all. But it is kind of like being in the Jordan era or anybody that was a quarterback trying to become an all-pro in the AFC when Tom Brady and Peyton Manning are there.
Oh, Joe Montana. Let's not forget him.
He's all right.
Let's go back to college football right now. Joining us from The Athletic, my man Ralph Russo. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, boys, what's going on this morning?
Doing well, man, doing well. Listen, Ralph, I'm going to be honest with you. We all thank the letters POS apply to Lane Kiffin. You've been closer to him, cover him closer than us. Your thoughts on his bolt from Ole Miss to LSU?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I haven't loved trying to hear some folks make excuses for, well, it's the system, it's the calendar, it's this, it's that. Hey, man. You want to coach your playoff team, then coach your playoff team, right? Then be there and coach your playoff team. I do believe Lane on this, though, because he said it yesterday. He said, you know, I didn't want to know what the money was like. And I believe him because I can say, you know, with pretty good confidence that the money was similar at Ole Miss. Everything we sort of reported and talked to sources about said the thing that was on the table at Ole Miss, the contract that they were trying to get him, the extension, was pretty much equivalent to what LSU is paying him. So I do believe him when it comes to that. But, like, it's just, listen, if, again, you know, Ole Miss is in playoff position. If you want to coach the team that you've gotten to this position, I don't think we're asking that much of you to stay with that team, sign your $12 million extension with that school, and lead it into the playoff.
Yeah.
I just don't think we're asking that much of a sacrifice. And don't go to your rival.
You're leaving.
If you want to do that, then you give up that right to coach that team.
You're leaving your playoff bound team to go try to do the same thing at another school. You already have that here. This is the dumbest thing. I'm sorry, Ed.
Well, my question is basically going to be asked in a different way. Like, why is LSU so much more attractive than having Ole Miss resurrected? They've never been in this position since the '60s. it seems like you've done a great job there. They're going to the playoffs. You have a shot at a national championship. Why, if the money's about the same, why move?
So I think there is still a perception, and like we are in a new era of college sports, right? The players are getting paid. Everything is, you know, the size of the playoff is different. So there's a lot of changes now. But historically, listen, LSU's won three national championships in the last 25 years yeah. with three different coaches. So history suggests that LSU is the better place to coach. It's the higher ceiling. You have a better chance to win a national championship there. And there's a lot of reasons why that's probably still true. But in this era, where the players are being paid, and Ole Miss has done a great job of doing that, of commandeering its resources and making sure that they can compensate players and coaches at a high level, it's fair to ask the question of, like, maybe you can win the national championship at Ole Miss if you just stay there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think from what Kiffin is doing is making a move that history suggests is a move up. But I don't know if right now that is the case. I think LSU and Ole Miss are probably more similar than they have been at any point in college football history.
So, I want to get away from the Lane Kiffin stuff and actually talk football, because I think we could run around in circles with this thing talking about it all day. But we've got championship week this weekend, and we've got a matchup of 1 and 2, right? Indiana, Ohio State.
Yeah.
I think Duke's going to win the ACC, which I can't even believe I'm saying that right now. What are your thoughts on what we see this weekend? Any surprises in your mind?
Well, listen, I think the most interesting – well, there's a couple of interesting things. The fact that we have a 1-2 game in the Big Ten, and it's kind of a, oh, that'll be interesting – it's for seeding. Sorry about the alarm. That'll be interesting. It's for seeding is weird, right? It's still a big game. It's the biggest game maybe in the history of Indiana. I think it's obviously bigger for Indiana. Both of those teams are going to get into the playoff. But I think for Indiana, they haven't beaten Ohio State since 1988, guys. They're on a 30-game losing streak to Ohio State. So I think seeing Indiana beat a team of that quality, I think, is significant. But really, most of the drama around it's the ACC. Can Virginia win and avoid the ACC possibly being left out of the playoff if it's Duke or James Madison? It's the American, whether North Texas or Tulane will earn a spot. I do think there's some intrigue in the SEC. If Alabama were to lose to Georgia and maybe lose decisively, we saw last year the committee was reluctant to punish the teams that lose their championship games, that lose their conference championship games. But I do wonder if Georgia were to beat Alabama decisively, if that opens the door to maybe Miami, and what would happen in the Big 12 if BYU beats Texas
yeah.
Tech. I think Texas Tech should be in anyway. So there is definitely some intrigue this weekend. It's just interesting that it's not really in the 1-2 matchup.
Ralph, do you find any advantage? Because they're playing in Indiana, right? They're playing at the Colt Stadium for the Big Ten Championship. OSU travels so well, it's not even far travel. Do you see any advantage there for one team or the other? Or is it just going to be kind of be like a neutral site regardless?
I think it'll be fairly neutral. You're right. I mean, listen, Ohio State is just, it's a monster, and it's not that far. Do I think there'll be some advantage for Indiana? Yes, and here's why. I think if I'm an Ohio State fan, I'm looking at this game and thinking, boy, we're going to probably have to go to the Rose Bowl maybe or another site in a few weeks for our quarterfinal. Then if and when we win that, we're going to go to another bowl game. And if and when we win that, we're going to go to Miami and play for a national championship. So I might sit out this whole Big Ten thing and save my money. Whereas with Indiana, you've never been to the Big Ten championship. So this is such a big deal. So I would expect more Indiana fans there. But Ohio State fans are everywhere, and I think they'll show out pretty well. I don't think it'll be a huge advantage, like a real home field advantage for Indiana.
There he is, Ralph Russo from The Athletic. Ralph, thanks a lot for your time, my friend. Enjoy the playoffs.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Thanks for having me. 410-583-1057 is the number. World of Stupid at 830. But on the other side, we asked this question earlier. Have the Red Sox and Blue Jays put the pressure on the O's to get a frontline starter? Keith Molesky will join us. We'll ask him to say, Steve Molesky, I'm sorry.
Keith is coming in for a second.
I'm like,
Keith, how's Steve been doing?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
8:17 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, our guy, our baseball expert and insider, Steve Molesky. What's going on, Steve?
What's up, Rob? What's up, guys?
Not much, man. Nothing much. Listen, Steve, we asked this question earlier. Well, I asked it to you. Have the Red Sox and Blue Jays put the pressure on the O's to sign a frontline starter?
Well, I guess so, but I think without anything they did, there would still be that, right? Because we know they need more pitching. I mean, we saw what happened last year, and I think, Rob, the fact that you have two at the top of the Royal rotation with question marks. I mean, the question mark about Bradish is not about talent. It's about, you know, can he stay healthy now?
Yeah.
And the question mark about Rodgers is this really who he is now? And so I think the Orioles feel good about how those questions will be answered. But even if they're answered affirmatively, that may not be enough. I mean, the AL East, I think, Rob, if we're really honest with ourselves, was a little down when the Orioles made the playoffs back-to-back, and it's not anymore. I mean, the Blue Jays went to the top. The Rays are always going to be the Rays, and then you got two behemoths who spent a lot of money, three that spent a lot of money now, count Toronto, and that's what the Orioles are up against.
Steve, we on that note, since they're making their moves, and we've made a couple to pick up a closer, the other people that have been mentioned that the O's are in the hunt for, Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber, Kyle Tucker, which are, I never thought they would be, but that's great to know that we're actually in this. Who's the best fit for here, though, out of those three?
I mean, any of the three. I mean, any of those three. I mean, you know, Alonso, there's so many first basemen on the Orioles, doesn't seem like a fit. But he instantly becomes the best one, right? So he just bumps somebody out.
Yeah.
And Tucker, you know, the outfield is getting a little crowded, but it's Kyle Tucker. So who wouldn't want him out there? And he'll push somebody out. So you'll take it. I mean, I think my guess is they really got to focus on pitching now. I mean, you'd love to get another bat, sure. Who wouldn't want that? But now they need rotation. It doesn't mean one couldn't happen before the other. You know, it doesn't always go in the exact order you'd like it to or the way you think it should. So I think it's good for the Orioles to be connected with those players. But I think, I don't speak for the fans, but if I could, a lot of them would say, you know, you got to show me. I'm going to believe it when I see it.
Mm-hmm. What do you make of the Helsley signing?
I think it was a good pickup. They clearly needed ninth inning. And so now, especially if he's the 22 through 24 version, when he was really, really good, 1.83 ERA and high strikeout rate and low whip and it's a proven guy in that spot. So at least they now can say, we know we're not going to have Felix for probably all year or most of the year at least, and we've got a proven guy who can do that job. And so whatever he had, the problems he had at the end of last year, they got to go away, right? 7 ERA, that doesn't work. And they were cleaning up on his fastball. So hopefully he was tipping pitches or something that's fixable. And clearly the Orioles took a long look at that before they signed him, or else if they thought that's what he is now, then I think that would have pushed him away from him.
Steve Molesky joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Steve, I think we can all agree this offseason is all about who the Orioles bring in to help them get back towards the front, or at the front of the AL East. How much pressure do you think the ownership group of this team is under? We hear about Michael Elias all the time, but we heard David Rubenstein talk about not being financially challenged in so many words. How much pressure are they under?
I think they're under pressure, Rob, because he has said that. He said a couple times now, we don't have financial limitations. We're deep-pocketed. Those are his words.
Yeah.
I mean, we heard the exact opposite under the Angeloses. You know, we heard about market size and you know, competitive balance in the game and keeping costs down. And here's this guy saying we're deep-pocketed. So the fans are screaming, okay, prove it. And I mean, maybe I'll have to eat these words, but I think the Orioles aren't going to prove it this winter. I think they're starting to now, and they're just beginning. I mean, two big moves before we even get to the winter meetings shows that they're active and they're backing up their words to this point. But if they don't get another pitcher or two, and they've got to get a frontline guy, it's no more 1 year, you know, Sugano type. They got to go dive in the deep end of the pool. They know it. We know it. All the industry knows it. Everybody's talking about the Orioles. So that's great. And I think, Rob, if they sign Framber, Ranger Suarez, some of the big name pitchers, this town will really get excited, because then they'll say, we got a pitcher, we got a closer, we got a hitter. Let's go play.
Steve, let me ask you this. Is Kobe Mayo on the roster at the start of the season, or do you think he ends up being a trade chip?
Or he could be a guy who goes back to AAA. I mean, it's starting to get crowded, and you have to look at who can be optioned and who you can retain. So there's always that possibility. I mean, he just started to hit, right? September was a good month for him. He was looking more comfortable at first base, and then they kept Mounty, and they said, you know, we just don't want to discard good hitters, and Mounty has to prove he's that again. So there's definitely trade possibilities here, Jeremy, because first base is crowded right now.
You know, Steve, to double back on the ownership group thing, I got this from a friend of mine a couple of days ago. Top 10 richest ownership groups. Number one, Steve Cohen. Number two, Blue Jays, Rogers Communication, which is naturally. Number three, the Dodgers, Mark Walter. Number four, the Nationals, Annette Lerner. Number five, the Red Sox, John Henry. Number six, the Giants, Charles Johnson. Number seven, the Angels, Artie Moreno. Number eight, the Baltimore Orioles, David Rubenstein. And only behind them, the Guardians and the Phillies. So you're talking about being in the top third of richest ownership groups in the game. You expect some money to be spent. And I know the Cleveland Guardian fans are wondering, okay, we're in the top 10. I'm not like we're spending any money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what we'll never know the answer to, because none of us are privy to the boardroom when it's just the big, you know, when Mike Elias is in there with the owners, is how reticent is Mike to give out that big pitching contract? Because some people feel he is a little bit for value reasons. And we know a lot of times these big deals don't work out. But that's where the owner can come in and say, Mike, we got to do this. Yeah. We look, the Blue Jays won 20 more games than us and added Dylan Cease. We got to do this. The Yankees have Gerrit Cole might be coming back. So, I mean, Mike, we got to do this.
Yeah.
So, you know, and he's the one guy in the organization above Elias. And so if he says we got to do it, I don't see how you don't do it. And so hopefully he's backing up his words to Elias as he has what he said at these press conferences.
Steve Molesky. Steve, where could we find you, man?
Check out my Substack, guys. Kim, keeping it humming. SteveOnBaseball.substack.com. Today I got a very interesting article on Cade Stroud, who I think is an intriguing piece for the bullpen. And the more you look at his stats last year, and yes, it was in a very small sample, they were really, really good. I mean, good against AL East, good against left, good against right. He added a two-seamer. It was big for him. So I'm writing daily articles, and of course, we're keeping up with the moves, Helsley and all that too. So SteveOnBaseball.substack.com.
Hey, thanks a lot, Steve. Have a good one, my man.
All right, fellas, thanks.
See you, man.
All right, buddy, 410-583-1057. Here from the Pittsburgh Steelers perspective, from Fox Sports and Tribune, Tim Benz, he joins us at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, I got an update for you. Frank Ragnow coming out of retirement to play for the Lions. I'll tell you what happened with his physical. This is a great story. Also, we're going to talk about the Arkansas fans protesting. Tell you how many showed up. And we've got two other interesting stories. Home improvement child actor arrested again after his fiance tried to run him over. And anytime it's one of my kids, I got to talk about him since I look like Tim Allen. And then lastly, this is a good one too. It's a local story. Baltimore high school teacher under fire for kink posting and fake pregnancy, belly, massive breasts. Yeah, this is an interesting story. It's layered. We talk about it next here on The Fan. All right, let's start off with a quick story here.
Let's do it, Jeremy.
Talked about Frank Ragnow coming out of retirement to save the Lions. You guys remember him? Offensive lineman.
Center, right?
Yeah. He was all ready to come back and help him out along that offensive line. Then he went through his physical, and they found a grade 3 hamstring strain. His hamstring was torn in half.
Kidding.
His hamstring was torn in half, and he said, yeah, I'll come back and help you guys play. Like, did you not know? Like, Rob, you sent that picture of your bicep, right? Yeah. Can I talk about that? Or,
yeah,
like,
you can.
I mean, I already did.
Yeah, you can.
But, like,
it's partially torn.
You got a partially torn. So you could see the discoloration. Even, you could see the discoloration a lot of people.
Even though my complexion is what you were saying.
No, I was
Jeremy, can I tell you officially?
It was clearly visible.
Can I tell you officially? This is the first time I've ever in my life had a bruise.
Yeah.
Really?
I've never had a bruise.
No black eyes or anything?
No.
Both of them.
Huh.
No. I don't black guys. I like girls.
This is going to get way off.
You said black eyes. My bad.
Oh, man. But yeah, poor Frank Ragnow. I'm ready to play. Your hamstring's torn in half. So can I still play or no? Like, what? Then I run across this story of Arkansas fans were pissed off about them hiring Ryan Silverfield. So they went out and protested. All 20 of them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I saw that.
And by 20, they meant five.
Yeah, there's 20 people out there with like poster boards that they picked up from a Walgreens and like misspelled words and bags on their head. There were more people at Thanksgiving at my house than there were at this protest.
It reminds me, I saw this one protest, a boycott years ago. They said, we had 7,000 people at this boycott. Dude, I'm counting them as you're talking. They're not. People all, so if they're saying,
I think he said between 7 and 1,000.
Okay, that's what it
was. Him. Yeah. Right. 20 people with bags on their heads protesting the hiring of Arkansas's new coach. All right. How about this?
We'll hear your displeasure. Never.
How about this story? The home improvement child actor arrested again after
what is his name?
Fiance allegedly tried to run him over. So it's not Jonathan Taylor Thomas, it's Zachary Ty Bryan. He was the oldest kid on the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think, wasn't his last movie like Tokyo Drift, the Fast and Furious movie? He was like in the beginning, but he's had a ton of problems. He's 44. His fiance, Johnny Faye Cartwright, 32, were both cuffed by deputies with the Lane County Sheriff's Office Saturday near a popular camping area. Brian Cartwright and their three small children were driving through the area in a pickup truck. Her name is
Johnny
Faye Cartwright.
Okay.
There are three small children in a pickup truck. At some point, Brian stormed out of the vehicle and started walking down the road. Cartwright then attempted to run him over.
She's not.
The kids are in the back.
She's all right.
Yeah, she's.
I mean, she's not all right, but she's all right.
This guy's getting arrested.
Ed, put it. Have you seen? Have you looked at her yet? Yeah. She's definitely crazy.
I'll show you the picture, Ed.
You got me?
You want to see? Yeah, she's right here. She's got crazy. Those eyes, right?
Oh,
she's
yes.
She's definitely crazy.
He got out of the car. He got angry at her and started walking, and her idea of how to solve look the problem one. Was to run him over with the
Edward.
Car.
Yeah. Look at that one.
Yeah. Crazy. I like that one.
Yeah, she's crazy.
She's got very crazy eyes. Not Betty Davis eyes. Anyway, in 2021, he pled guilty stemming from allegations that he tried to strangle Cartwright. He later downplayed the ordeal and said it was all blown out of proportion. I was massaging her neck. No, that's not what it was. As part of the plea, Brian agreed not to contact Cartwright through the couple, though the couple has three children since then. They've still been obviously in contact with each other. But man, what a toxic
environment. Just because she gags doesn't mean you're strangling her.
Moving on to the next story. Just moving right along. I showed you guys both the picture of this teacher.
Yeah.
I'm moving on past that, Rob. Baltimore high school teacher under fire for kink posting and fake pregnancy belly and massive, and I do mean massive breasts. James Roman Stilipek, who goes by the name Jay Aris, regularly role plays as a woman with heaving fake breasts. On top of already massive, he already has massive 36 triple D breast implants. And I said to him,
transgender.
I don't know what he wants to go by because apparently he's still going by James, but this is something he.
So you don't know his pronouns.
I don't her. Know. I'm just going to read the story. All I know is those are massive tatas.
What's the size?
36 triple D.
I had a conversation about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Triple D's.
Throw some D's on it. In TikTok compilation shared by the organization Gaze Against Groomers, the non-binary ninth grade English teacher at the Reach Partnership School dons an absurd pregnancy prosthetic and gently holds the fake belly with the hashtag Jay and the Twins. The Twins. Maybe he's pregnant. No, it's a... Anyway. The heaving $400 breastplate. Stilipek boasts another TikTok size and is a size 36M. Similar to the one proudly displayed by the Canadian teacher, Kayla Lemieux. You remember that story?
I do, actually. Yeah.
The blonde. It was, just very interesting. He's 50 years old, former military member. He was in the U.S. Navy. And it's interesting to me. So look, if you're going to post your fetish stuff on social media and people can find that, this is what we get back to with, should a teacher be allowed to be an OnlyFans model? What do you guys think?
OnlyFans is that considered social media?
Well, I mean, you're going to be posting and sharing.
But you're paying. You have to pay for that to see that. That's like, to me.
You don't. You can find
it. But legitimately, you're supposed to pay for it, right?
Yes.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm looking at this the wrong way. But being an OnlyFans model versus posting thing on social media, to me, are two different things.
It only becomes a problem when a kid finds out about it.
Yeah, but
then the parents are going to have problems.
Why is that kid on OnlyFans? If you post it on Facebook, X, Instagram, those are free things that anybody can get you.
I got news for you. If they had OnlyFans when I was 12, I'd have been all over that stuff.
But my point is, though, that's to me, that's a different category. If I have a teacher, if I'm a principal, I have a teacher that's on OnlyFans to make extra money, then I'm like, why are you on OnlyFans? What are you searching for to you be on OnlyFans?
But the only thing this teacher's doing is posting pictures of himself, herself, and talking about what they're into. And oh, by the way, there is another added benefit to this, or at least something that goes into it. Formerly married to a woman, Stilipek, maybe, penned fantasy slavery and extreme BDSM novels, including titles as Total Slave, Master Mark, and Angels Continuing Enslavement. Ed, which of those three were your favorite?
Those three. It was D, all the above.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do I got to see Angels Continue Enslavement 1 before I watch part 2?
You should.
Okay, because I don't know if it really ties the story together or not. Yeah. I got a
story. Stuff will go over your head.
What's the story, Jeremy?
I don't know.
Are you that guy?
I watch
porn for the plots.
You guys know me. Whatever you do in your personal life, I don't mind. But I do think all of a sudden, once you start stemming out and you're posting stuff on social media.
Stemming out?
Well, whatever.
See, I think.
What do you want to call it?
I think.
Branching out?
I don't see anybody with a stem because they're excited.
I don't know.
I think social media, public. OnlyFans was not intended to be public. So I don't.
But it is. You can still find the page without seeing the pictures and know that they have one.
I understand. I personally view those as two different things.
I get it.
I'm not posting inappropriate things on either, but I'm just saying that's just my opinion.
Do you think a teacher should be allowed to have an OnlyFans page?
I think anybody should.
Okay.
I don't think you should post it on. You should put those pictures on Facebook.
I think you're in the minority in that.
Teachers?
Yes. Because as soon as the kids find out, it becomes a story. Like it's all over the school. They find out about your personal life. What if you were a stripper and they found out you were stripping? It gets around the school. Parents are going to want the teacher fired. They're not going to want that around their kids.
Or put up a poll and host a party.
Well, I mean, I think that's the better idea.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's your World of Stupid. If you guys want to see those pictures, I retweeted it at JCon Sports.
Tim Benz from Fox Sports Pittsburgh and the Tribune joins us at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, considering the defense they're playing on Sunday, the Ravens need to run it 30-plus times, right? Right? Mm-hmm. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
That's not the numbers that we want at all. And we want to run the ball. We're a running team. You know, I mean, that's the fact. And we're a throwing team, too. We got Lamar Jackson. We got receivers. We got tight ends. We got all that. But we want to always be a team that runs the ball and stops the run. That's been since 2008. You know, it's not going to really probably ever change. And that's really what football is. So, for sure. And when you look at the game, I mean, you went 7 plays down the field, scored. Then we went 3 and out. Then we were in 2 minutes. So that explains the lack of carries in the second quarter. We didn't have any plays in the second quarter to have a chance to even run the ball. So,
you got something over there, Jeremy, before we get started?
Yeah, we're going to give away later on this in the 9 o'clock hour tickets to see Weird Al Yankovic August 2nd at Merriweather Post Pavilion. So it's courtesy of Live Nation. When I tell you to call in, not now, I want to go to that. I want to see Weird Al. It's kind of a big part of my childhood, watching UHF and Weird Al videos, waiting for it to come on MTV. But anyway, the Ravens are a running team, Rob, and I guess the follow-up question is, why didn't you run the football?
Well, the question was about Derrick Henry's usage.
Answer really, we are a running football team?
That was his answer. Was it a legit answer? We can
That's not an
discuss
answer.
That.
It's not an answer. Why aren't you using Derrick Henry more? Well, we're a running team. Okay. Well, you have the best running back. How about using him at some point? I don't know. Just seemed like a novel idea.
It does seem like a novel idea. I like your idea, Jeremy, because the Baltimore Ravens, you know, he talks about playing winning football, Ed, he being John Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know when the Ravens run the ball 30 or more times more often as a team, they win?
Makes more sense to me.
Did you know that when they run the ball, now you can say, well, maybe they're ahead and that's why they're running the football. Well, guess what? They weren't ahead by much against the Cleveland Browns. In fact, didn't they trail in that game at one point against the Browns? You know what they did? They ran the ball 30 or more times. That's what they did.
So, I mean, but like we get the same answers all the time and it never changes. Like there's not.
This has been going on for years.
Nobody's accountable for anything. Oh, yeah, we're a running football team. Okay, why didn't you run the football then? What was the reasoning? You want to tell me it was game flow? Because you weren't down two scores in the first half.
Nope.
Derrick Henry scores on a 30-yard touchdown run, and he doesn't touch the ball again until when? He gets two more carries the rest of the half?
Yep.
Did you guys only get one possession the rest of the way, and that's no? Then what? I mean, at some point, somebody has to, like, it has to fall on someone, right?
Well, also the follow-up questions also to him. That's what I want. I mean, he gets away with saying nonsense a lot.
Well, you know, like, I didn't want to call it nonsense. About? It's not an answer. It's not telling you anything that you want to know. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just sidestepping the question. And I know this because that's all that's ever happened in this building. So you ask, is it sidestep it? Oh, what just happened? You know, like, come on.
You know, I'm looking right now, Jeremy. It looks like the only game that they ran the ball 30 or more times that they won, and I could be wrong, they lost, could be wrong about this, was the Rams game. And that's because they had a backup quarterback, Cooper Rush, starting that game. So they ran 37 times in that game, only scored a field goal. But they ran the ball less than 30 times against the Bills, lost, 19 times against the Lions, lost, 17 times against the Chiefs, lost. Over 30 times against the Bears, won. Over 30 times against the Dolphins, the Vikings, and the Browns, all won all of those games. So we're playing winning football. If you're playing winning football, then run the ball. I don't get that. And I'm not saying, hey, you know me. I want to throw the football. I'm all about throwing the football. But I also know that running the football successfully makes me a better passer. Now, you have 34 rushing attempts as a team against the Jets, the game that you really controlled from the very beginning. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what makes you come out the next week and run the football 22 times if you're playing winning football? Don't you rinse and repeat? I mean, I'm not talking about running the same plays, but do you change? And that's why I said, Jeremy, in my opinion, sometimes these guys, the offensive coordinators especially, they don't have a game plan. They have an agenda.
Understand it. What are we having for dinner? Oh, yeah, we're going to have a great dinner tonight. It's going to be around 6 o'clock, and it's just going to be fantastic. You're going to love it. No, you didn't tell me what we were having. Why didn't you run the football? And again, it's every single time after losses. And I don't know if anybody else in this city is getting tired of hearing the same old stuff from him, and that's all it is.
One person is. That's me. So I'm with you. I don't know about everybody else. Trippy in Baltimore.
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all, fellas?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Hey, I'm going to be honest with y'all, right? I'm going to keep on saying it. The Ravens is a joke, right? Because y'all basically said it, right? If we run the ball over 30 times, we win, right? Why we keep doing the same dumb old, you know what I'm about to say. Like, come on, man. And to be honest with you, I wish I was a sports reporter. You know what? I blame some of these reporters out here, right? I ain't going to say his name. I know he be trying. Hey, I'm going to check y'all. Hey, man, start asking Harbaugh the real questions that people want to ask. Because if Harbaugh was in front of me right now, the first thing I ask him is, hey, Harbaugh, since Lamar got here, right, we've been going to the playoffs, this and that. What have you done for us lately, Harbaugh? Like, come on. Like, it's the same thing. And guess what, y'all? The Steelers play, like, crap Sunday, right?
See, but guess what? I got to be honest with you, Rashawn. Trippy. If you ask that question in a media setup like that at the podium, then that come back on you. That's not a professional question. What have you done for us? That's a fan. That's a fan question. That's not that you. If you ask that question that way, trust me when I tell you, you will become the story.
When the coach is not being professional, they lying to
us. I'm just trying to tell you. You can ask that question that way if you want, and you will become the story. These same fans that don't like Harbaugh will turn on you.
Fans already be turning on me, but I don't care. I'm just speaking my mind. Like, We tired of this, man. Like, I saw I forgot his name. Damn. Oh, I think he said he was like 80-something years old at the game, man. Even he was said, like, my thing is, right, Bob, hit me out. When we play these weak teams, we should dominate. What I last week, I heard Jeremy say, you know what? This should be a game. The offense should get it together against the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even do it. So the thing is, how can they bounce back? Oh, excuse me. But I will say this, though, right? If the Ravens serious, right, remember what they said? We got a bad taste in our mouth. Let's be real. Who we got next? Steelers, Bengals, Patriots, Packers, Steelers. All them teams except for the Bengals might make the playoffs. Guess what? We make the playoffs. We're going to see all the teams we played this year again. Chiefs probably if they make it. Bills. The Patriots again. Also,
hey Trippy, we got a guest, man. We got to run. Sorry about that, but we got a guest. 410-583-1057. Daily Line at 9:30 on the other side. Tim Benz from Fox Sports Pittsburgh and the Tribune up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.